One of the statewide ballot measures facing voters this year is Proposition 113. It asks voters to affirm a decision that Colorado lawmakers made in 2019 to join the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. Voting no would repeal the law that was passed by the state legislature. The League of Women Voters has for many years been pushing to have the National Popular Vote implemented and the Electoral College system removed. Well, this weekend, the League of Women Voters in Boulder County is hosting a relay march to raise awareness about Prop 113. I spoke with Sylvia Bernstein of the League of Women Voters of Boulder County.
Proposition 113 is in support of Colorado joining the National Popular Vote agreement with other states. And by doing that, we agree to award our Electoral College votes, our 9 Electoral College votes, to the winner of the popular vote nationwide, not just the winner in Colorado. And this has the effect of correcting two problems with our current presidential election system. The first problem is that it will ensure that the winner of the popular vote in the country becomes the president. So we will stop having second place winners taking the office. The other problem that it solves is that it will actually make every vote in the country equal. So right now, there are a few ways that votes for the president are not equal in this country. One is the outsized influence of battleground or swing states. You'll notice that now all the attention in the presidential election are being paid just a handful of states. You hear a lot about Pennsylvania, Florida, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, and that's pretty much it. That's where everything is focused, and that's just not right. So because the state of Colorado is no longer considered a swing state, we have been in the recent past, but now we're considered a safely blue state, we are being ignored. And, you know, that's just not fair. The other way that every vote is not equal in the current situation, the current electoral system, is because every state has a minimum of 3 electors, some states have far more representation than others. So the example that's often given is that the state of Wyoming, because they have only about 500,000 citizens, but they have 3 electors, every one of those electors only represents about 190,000 people. Whereas here in Colorado, every one of our representatives, our electors, is representing about 630,000 people. So essentially, a Wyoming citizen has over 3 times the representation in electing the president as those of us in Colorado do. And that's just not fair. So these are the reasons why the League of Women Voters is solidly behind Proposition 113. And in fact, the League of Women Voters, as a national organization, has supported a popular vote for the presidency for 50 years. We've supported it since 1970. Initially, that support was in just getting rid of the Electoral College. There was a serious movement to do that in 1969. It almost passed and the southern states filibustered it at the last minute. But once the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact came to be in 2004, the League switched their stance to supporting the National Popular Vote as a way of fixing the issues with the current system without the need to amend the Constitution. So that's why the League is behind the National Popular Vote.
What then needs to happen at a national level to have the National Popular Vote implemented?
Great question. So at a national level, the way that the bill is written, the Interstate Compact is written, is it will not go into effect until enough states have joined such that their electoral college vote total equals at least 270 votes, which is the majority of the electoral college. And this was actually a really smart way of writing it, because it means that no state is going to join the compact and then sort of have their overall electoral college impact lessened. There's not, if you will, unilateral disarmament. It doesn't go into effect until there is a majority voting block in the electoral college. And then once that happens, this 270 vote majority voting block will cast their votes for the winner of the popular vote and make sure that the president who wins the most votes nationwide becomes president. By right now, the National Popular Vote Agreement has 196 of those 270 votes accounted for. So we're two-thirds of the way there. There's only 74 more votes to go.
That's Sylvia Bernstein with the League of Women Voters of Boulder County. Now, the Colorado League of Women Voters is conducting a three-day relay-style march from the Lafayette Public Library to the state capitol in Denver in support of Proposition 113, the national popular vote question. The march begins 9 a.m. tomorrow at the Lafayette Public Library, and it will conclude Monday at 2 p.m. That's at the state capitol. You can find out more at the website for the League of Women Voters of Boulder County, lwvbc.org.